This is Shannon Ray Davis, and you are listening to Omega Man Radio. Welcome to my world, the world of the Omega Man. Join us here for the nightly marathon, broadcasting Monday through Friday. Get trained up. War on the Saints is coming. You want to be an overcomer and endure till the end. We will teach you how. We cast out devils. We command healing to the sick in Jesus' name. And we preach the full gospel of Jesus Christ to win souls for Jesus. If you'd like to support this work financially, we have a PayPal button on our website. We have GoFundMe, Zelle, even take Bitcoin. And we thank you in advance for partnering with us. Our website is OmegaManRadio.com. One more thing before we start tonight's show. To the demons, tune in. We're coming for you, demon. No demon is safe. Brother Joseph, how you doing?
All right, buddy.
Hey, my friend, it's good to be with you tonight. Folks, we're excited to bring to you evangelist Joseph Ferrara. He's coming to you from Port St. Lucie, Florida. And Brother Joe, how are you doing tonight, my brother?
I'm blessed.
Well, I'm blessed to have you here. My friend, would you like to open us up in prayer? And the mic is yours.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that we can pray and talk to you, Lord. We thank you that you gave us the Holy Spirit that would guide and lead us into all truth. We pray, Lord, for the anointing now of the Holy Spirit, that you would anoint us, Holy Spirit, to preach, teach, sing, pray. Everybody that's involved with this ministry, the prayer warriors, everybody that works at this prayer ministry, anoint us all now as we come to you, Lord, in one accord and unity, and your word says you command a blessing. We pray for the poor, that Christians will give to the poor the outstanding out hand, the arm of the Lord. As we give to the poor, it's like God's arm to the poor. I pray, Lord, for the poor tonight, that you will pour your spirit out upon them, the homeless people, those that have no hope, and they're giving up hope, Lord, but there's always hope in Jesus. But they're in drastic straits in their life, and we pray, Lord, that you would send somebody to them to give them hope in Jesus, Lord, and I pray that we bind that spirit of suicide over people tonight, over the airwaves, wherever they are. We take authority over that spirit. We break his power over people's minds and over seducing spirits. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, we put on them tonight, Lord. We cover them with the blood that are going through terrible times in their minds. That they will not give over, that they will hold on, and that they will give their lives to Jesus. I pray, Lord, those that are in jail tonight, that are really can't take any more, that your Holy Spirit will come upon them and give them the grace, Lord, where they are, in a hard place, Lord, and those that are at the end of themselves, I pray, Lord, you come upon them and touch their hearts as they hit rock bottom in their lives. And a lot of men and women have been saved in jail cells. We pray for that tonight in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, as this program is long range into all the world, as we preach the gospel of grace, as we preach the gospel by faith, as we preach the gospel of the good news, that the gospel is good news. We preach it in love to all those that hear it tonight. We pray for listening ears. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you anoint every heart that tunes in right now in the name of Jesus. And those that know you will be strengthened. Those that do not know you will come to know you. And those that are away from you will come back to you. By the Holy Spirit's power tonight, we depend on. We pray for our brother Richie Keltner. I don't know what he's going through, but I pray for grace for him in time of need, that you help him, Lord, him and his wife. We lift them up to you in Jesus' name. We lift up the orphans, that you send people to help them and to raise them in the orphanages in the admonition of the Lord, that they will grow up with the Bible, they will know the scriptures, they will be saved coming out of those orphanages, they will be missionaries into the world to save souls, Father. We pray that you strengthen them. We know that you have a soft place in your heart for them and widows, that the church will comfort the widows tonight, that they will help them and that you will help them, Father. Comfort them. You know, a lot of them are 80, 85, 90, Lord, in their late 70s, and have nobody to help them. Pray that you send them help, Father. Be merciful, Lord. Be merciful. We know you are, and we know you're faithful. We know that when we pray, that you hear us by faith when we pray. And even though we don't see you, we believe you're there and that you're the invisible God, but you do manifest yourself to our five senses. If we walk in love, you will manifest yourself. Lord, the Holy Spirit will manifest himself to us. And that's a conditional promise in John 14. And we love you tonight about what you're doing, Lord. We enjoy you tonight, that you're always with us, Lord. You're always with us in the valley or the mountaintop, Lord. You're always there. You're there in the hospital room. You're there in the jail cell. Lord, you told us to go in and see them. If they belong to you, to go see them. As we go see them, it's us doing it unto you. Bless Shannon Davis. Continue to anoint him. Give him a fresh, holy anointing, Lord, as he oversees this ministry. Father, him and his wife, as they raise their children, Lord, help them, give them strength to raise these children in the admonition of the Lord. We pray for that you meet every need and that you will protect them. Divine protection. In that neighborhood they live in, Lord, we pray for them tonight. We lift them up as he's a missionary, Lord. We lift them up to you, Father. You give him many experiences. You give him many people, all kinds of people to talk to. And, Father, we want to reach people, Lord. We want to reach them that are going down into the deep waters of sin. And, Lord, we want to bring them out tonight. So we throw out the lifeline in Jesus' name. And I pray for Israel, Lord, that they will finish the work, that they will do your will. We pray for those in leadership, Lord, that you continue to anoint them and give them the plan and oversee them. Send angels, we pray. I'm sure they're already there to protect those people on the combat zone, Lord, those that are out there. Father, pour out your spirit, Lord, and end this war in your time. end this battle, Jesus. Lord, you be glorified tonight in your word. And you're on the main line. And many people out there just have to tell you their requests as we preach the word tonight and as the Holy Spirit does his ministry. That people are listening and they're praying and they're asking and seeking God. And we give that to the Holy Spirit and let him minister to the people out there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm in the book of Matthew, and I'm starting out tonight in Matthew 7:13. Matthew 7:13, Jesus said, "Enter ye in at the straight gate. Wide is the gate, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Many there are by which go in thereat." So many people are on the wide road of destruction. And they're living riotous lives. And it's wide and it's spread out flat. It's broad and it's spacious. And destruction is the ruin and loss of spiritual eternity. Waste. A wasted life. Many of you tonight that are listening to me could be on the wide road to destruction, and somehow you just tuned in to us, or you listen to the video, and you'll hear this message. I didn't say this, Jesus did. I'm just repeating what he said in 2024, and what he said is the same today. Because not everybody's going to be saved. Not as everybody's going to be saved. A lot of people are going to go to hell, and hell is going to get wider and longer and higher and lower into the earth as many are going there. But there's hope tonight. Don't give up and don't say God is a hard God and that God hates you and God wants you to go to hell, because he doesn't. That's not the heart of God. God wants to save you from destruction. He doesn't want you to be destroyed. We know that's the Father's heart. Not one perish. That means to be destroyed. To destroy yourself with sin. Sin, the wages is death. And then he goes on to say in verse 14, "Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." So, in other words, that means you must come through the narrow gate in order to reach the path that leads to eternal life. We know that the broad way leads to destruction. That's eternal separation from God. The gate that leads to life is so narrow that few they be that find it. Christ himself is both the gate and the way, and God enables men to find the gate. Jesus said he is the door. John 10. I am the door. The door is open tonight. Jesus is waiting for you. He's waiting for you to come. All you that are away from God, you're backslidden. You were doing real good until something happened, and then you gave up on the Lord. I can't do this. You got discouraged, and I can't do this. I can't live this life. Well, yes, you can, because God will give you the grace to do it. Ask for more grace. God will give you more grace to do whatever you got to do. You got to stay saved, and you got to make up your mind, and you got to make up your heart that my mind's made up and my heart is fixed and I'm going with Jesus all the way. That's it. That's what they used to sing at Teen Challenge. And those were all people that got delivered from drugs, alcohol, and they got delivered, very high rate of sobriety, the highest of any program. Teen Challenge was Christ-centered and still is. And I know people from Brooklyn Teen Challenge that got free, and they're free today, and they're out preaching the gospel. You know who started that? David Wilkinson. You know where David Wilkinson is? He's with Jesus. His time came, and he's home. He's home. Him and his wife, they're home. You hear me start off tonight, everybody? John chapter 3. It says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God is not condemning you. We condemn ourselves with what we do. So let's get that mindset out. That's the enemy trying to make you believe lies, because he's the author and the finisher of lies. He's a murderer from the beginning. And you have an enemy that's trying to destroy you. He's the destroyer. But greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You have to exercise your faith in your Savior Jesus, your big brother, that's in you. And take your authority over him in Jesus' name and show him the blood and the cross, because he lost. He lost at the cross. But why do people not get saved? Why don't they get saved? I mean, for what God has to offer a human being, there's enough hell on this earth that everybody goes through. Why would anybody want to go there after they die? Hell. Why? It's a much worse place than this planet we live on. A lot of people say, hell is on earth. No, it is not. But you can go through a very hellish life because of sin, because of the devil, because of yourself, because you don't listen and you don't believe. And those that live like that are doing it to themselves. And the reason why, like I said before, I didn't say this. Jesus said it. Jesus said it. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. That's Jesus Christ. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. What is Jesus saying? Men love their sins more than they love righteousness, more than getting right with God. And that's why they don't come to God. It's because they love their sins. And Jesus said that. Jesus said that. So let's go to another part of the Bible and look at Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1 says, creation reveals that God is powerful. Hence, man is obligated to him and the fact that he is God. God is the creator. The Bible says that the Bible is the word of God, and the Bible's going to last forever. Not one comma or period is going to change. The word of God is going to last forever. God is not going to change it. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that is the word, Jesus Christ. And he's not going to change. He's the same 2,000 years ago as he is today for you. And all that got saved then and in the meantime and right now and tonight. He's the same loving God. And God revealed his love in his Son that took our sins upon him, and he went and he died for us on the cross and paid for our sins. Paid them. They're already paid for. That's what destroyed us. And he destroyed them on the cross. And when we accept him, they're finished. They're gone. I'm not saying that you're totally delivered tonight in your life. But when you get saved, all your sins are washed away. And you got to keep praying and pressing on. And God will set you free of all the things. And he'll give you a new heart as you run your race in Christ. It's a race. It's not a short race. It's a long race. But let me tell you, we're getting closer to the end. The signs are here. And I know they've been here for thousands of years. But we're getting closer to the end of time. It's called the end of the age. And that's why we preach the rapture of the church. To make sure you Christians are examining yourself every day, examining your heart to make sure you're ready if Jesus would come, because we don't know when he's coming. We got to be ready. We can't be playing church. You know what I mean, church? Can't be playing church, living like the devil all week and then going to church on Sunday. No, no. It has to be every day in Christ, because you want to be saved. You don't want to be left behind. So you have to settle the fact first that he is your creator. Go look in the mirror at the way you're made and tell me that you came from an amoeba or a snake or some crazy thing that they teach. Go see how you wound up like that, with eyes and hair and nose, mouth to eat, and shoulders, and your body parts as a male or a female. God created man like that, and God created woman. God took a rib out of Adam and he built a woman. Women are built different than men. He formed man from the dust of the earth and breathed into him and gave him life and a soul that's going to go on for eternity. But women, he built them. They're built different than men. And he built them and gave them a womb to have children. And he brought them together and married them. And God did that, and that's in the Word of God in the book of beginnings, Genesis, when God said what he made was very good. He said everything is good, and when he made man and woman, he said, what I've made is very good. But the enemy came and messed things up, fell out of heaven, and messed things up here. And now we're all born in sin. But God knew from the foundation of the world who you are. And if you read that in Psalm 139, you will see when your mother and father came together and had you, that God was knitting you together in your mother's womb, writing down what color your hair is, your eyes, where you're going to live, what color your skin, what language you're going to speak. And he write that in a book. God's got your book in heaven. And the angels of God are surrounding you if you're a Christian, or you're going to be a Christian, and they're making sure that you do what's in that book. So because God made everything so beautiful, the earth, the planets, the stars, space, all the animals, the beautiful animals, the birds, all the beauty of creation, the big whales, the big seas and oceans, that God is a powerful, enormous God that did that. And God put that in the heart of every individual, that he is God. And we know that. We know that. Everyone has that in them when they're born. God puts that in them. That's their conscience. And God put that in there. So there's no excuse when you die that you can stand before God and tell God and say to him that he did not give you any light about himself or salvation. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So you can't tell God when you pass away. If you don't receive him and receive his love, and you turn from him, you can't tell God, you never gave me any light to come to you. God will say, no, yes, I did. Just look at creation. I put that in your heart when you were born. That's in the book of Romans, the first chapter. We're going to go there right now. And I'm going to go and look at Paul here in verse 10. Verse 10 of Romans 1. Making a request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey. He's on his way to Rome to preach the gospel. And he doesn't always have prosperous journeys. You know, they persecute Paul, they stone him. But he's praying for a prosperous journey by the will of God, for he longed to see them and impart to them a spiritual gift of faith, and that they all would be comforted in the faith and love, and that the church of Rome is ready for him. And he said, I will not have you ignorant, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. So the church of Rome would have little churches. They were being formed in Rome. Paul was on his way there. They really didn't have no declaration of faith and all that. They were just starting, and some of them were older than others. And Paul was moving in, and he said, so much as for me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed, from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Paul's going to go on to deal with the Jews and the Gentiles. There is no difference with salvation for all people. Jesus Christ died on the cross for everybody. He's no respecter of persons. And no one's without excuse. No one is without excuse. Except for these people here. Because, like I said before, the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Who? The Gentiles. The Gentiles did not have the Word of God. The Jews had the Word of God. But they weren't living the Word of God. They were hearers and not doers. And then God didn't call the Jews just because they were a great people. God called them because they were sinful, stiff-necked people. And God wanted to show his goodness to them so that the nations of the world could see the goodness of God in them, and then they would come to know God. Not because they were good. They were rebellious. They were stiff-necked. And God didn't come for that reason. He came to be glorified in them. To be glorified in them so the world would see, the Gentiles would see, that look at what God's done in these people. He could do the same for us. God gave them scriptures that if you do all these things, all these blessings will come upon you. So, what happened? What happened to people to receive the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness? Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God had showed it unto them. So what did they do? Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Uh-oh. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and to birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. They brought God down to being a beast, being an animal, and all these creeping things, because they did not want God, they did not glorify God when they had him, and they went out and became foolish, and really losing their minds doing all of this. And wherefore God also gave them up. God gave them up. He took his power off them. And now they did whatever they wanted to do. There was no more restraint because they didn't want God. They wanted to do evil. So God took his hand of restraint off them. And wherefore God gave them up to uncleanness, to the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie. They didn't want the truth. They were listening to lies and making lies and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. They worshiped themselves. They made themselves as God. Their gods. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their woman did change the natural use into that which is against nature. So this has been around a long time. This is lesbianism. It's been on a long time from the creation of the world, when sin started on the earth. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. In other words, they did their sin, the wages of sin is death, and they suffered for their sins. Now you got homosexuality and lesbianism. And in this nation that I live in, we had a president that okayed all this and lit up the White House with all different colors. And they told everybody, celebrate freedom. But listen, let me tell you something. We don't have to agree with the government when they sin, when they abort babies and tell you it's okay. Remember, they're not God. Remember, they're not God. And this, what they do is against God. It's not okay with God. It's against God what they did. And they tell the people of America it's okay to be a lesbian. It's okay to be a homosexual. It's okay to abort babies. It's okay. No, it's not okay according to God. And you could be the president and you could be so lost and out of your mind and you're not saved. It doesn't matter who you are or where you work or how high up you think you are or how low you think you are. Everybody's going to be at the white throne judgment that has rejected the love of God. God's going to open up the book and say, your name isn't here. Depart from me, I never knew you. And those people will be thrown into hell because they rejected God's love. God loves you tonight. Do you know that? Do you know how much he loves you? Do you know how much he loves you? Look at the cross. Look at the cross. How much he suffered for you on the cross and gave himself and became a man and came here from heaven and suffered for 33 and a half years here. And everybody came against him. Even his own people rejected him. God will never reject you. If you're a homosexual, if you're a lesbianism, it's wrong. God does not agree with it. It is wrong. It is a sin against his creation. God did not create you to live like that. God did not make you to be like that. God made you beautiful, lady. He made you beautiful, and he's got a plan for your life. And that is not his plan. Don't listen to lies that people tell you. Read God's word, what God has to say. Receive his knowledge. God made you beautiful. Read Psalm 137. Get yourself a Bible. And he's got a plan for you. God made you handsome, man. He made you a handsome. He made you a man. He didn't make you. to do that kind of a lifestyle. He wants you to be with a beautiful woman and get married and have children, if that's what he wants for your life. But he doesn't want you living that sin of homosexuality. And that's just some of the sins. That's just some of the sins that are named here. But I'm saying that tonight because people lie to you. And they tell you it's okay. And the government says it's okay. And what they're doing with their laws in with our children today is not okay. It's all lies. They're lying to us. And God is very grieved with it. And he's going to change things. Mark my words. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. What does that mean, a reprobate mind? Well, there's consequences to sin. And we know that the wages of sin is death. And that's what sin does to the human body. It decays the human body. And a lot of people wind up getting all kinds of sicknesses and diseases from sin. And it's in the middle of our heart, right in the middle where we live. And we have a soul. And you could give your life to Jesus tonight, and your lifestyle will all be forgiven if you change. Because more sins come. Because being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. They don't care. And this is the way the Gentiles were. But then he goes on to preach to the Jews. And the Jews had the word of God, but they didn't live the word of God. And they were just as bad as the Gentiles. And they had the word of God. So Paul is saying, the whole world is guilty before God. Because we're all like this. We're all sinners. Everybody that comes in and as a baby comes through the womb, is a sinner. And is going to live like a sinner because it handed down from generation to generation. The curse of Adam and Eve. And Adam gave the kingdom of this earth to the devil. The devil is the god of this world. And he's deceiving people. He's lying to them. And seducers and false prophets, don't listen to them. Listen to the Bible and change your mind about God. God does not hate you. God does not want to destroy you. God wants to save you. Don't be a rebel against God. He loves you. Listen, you know, some people don't care because they never went to hell yet. And they don't even believe that it's true. And they're living in sin, and they don't care if they go to hell or not. But let me tell you something. 1 second in hell, a person will change right away. 1 second in hell, or not even a second, people will say, I'm out of here. Get me out of this place. And that's where people will go. Many of them are already there. Why? Because they love their sin more than they love God. And that's the truth according to Jesus Christ. But let me tell you something about God.
Hey there.
Hello.
We got you. Okay, praise the Lord. Brother Joseph, where you left off was you said, I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah,
I don't know if
tell
that helps.
I forgot.
That's okay. You got
okay,
all the time
okay,
you want.
I got it. I got it.
Take it away. Keep going.
All
take
right.
Take all the time you
okay.
want.
Okay.
No worries.
All right. Thank you. All right. God loves you very much. I want you to know that. I want you to know that. You might tell me, well, you don't know what kind of a life I've had. You don't know what people done for me. You don't know how hard it is. Well, Jesus will not do that to you. He will help you. He will help you, and he will get you on your feet, and he will give you a new life. Just imagine that tonight. You can have a new life, and you can be born again, and you can go to heaven. No matter what you did, but there's one clause. You got to be sorry for your sins. And you have to ask God to forgive you. And that you have the attitude that you don't want to do that no more. You want to change, and you want to ask God to give you the grace to change and to live the life that he wants you to live. Now, there's going to be no excuse, because everybody knows right from wrong. Down deep in your heart, in my heart, when I was out there, I knew when I did something wrong. Even when I was a kid, when I didn't, when I wasn't born again, I go in the candy store and take a piece of candy. I knew that was wrong. And I knew when I got outside eating it on the way home that my parents were going to hear about it. And then I was going to hear about it. So I knew that was wrong. So we all have that in us as human beings. God put that in us. And he is a loving creator. And he made you. And he made a way for us with his son Jesus that loved the human race so much that he made a way on the cross, and he died and paid for all our sins so that we can change and we can do it his way and not the devil's way. And a lot of us don't even know that until after we come to Christ, when he reveals things to us and teaches us, and it's in his word. But now is your time. There's an appointed time for all things. And now is your time. I'm not here to condemn you. I'm here to try to bring you to Jesus with salvation. He loves you so much that he says, come to me and I will give you life. Come unto me and I will give you rest. He knows that you're weary. He knows you're tired. And he wants to give you living water because you thirst. You thirst. Jesus said on the cross, I thirst. And he knows how thirsty you are, that you're tired. You're tired and you're weary. And it's time to come home, my friend. Come home to Jesus tonight. I'm going to help you, but you have to say it. How can they know unless God sends a preacher? How will they know unless a preacher is sent? Well, I'm sent to you tonight. I'm sent to you. Whoever you are tonight out there, I'm sent to you to tell you God loves you. Jesus loves you. The Holy Spirit is going to come in you tonight. And what you have to do with me is follow me in prayer and sincerely mean it with your heart and sincerely want to repent. That means change your mind, the way you're living in sin, and that you're sorry for your sins and that you want to change. And it's the gift. God wants to give you a gift. It's called his son, Jesus. And it's given by grace. It's unmerited favor to you. God has chosen tonight to give you unmerited favor to the worst sinners. If you think that you're one of the worst, well, Paul thought he was one of the worst. Because he had Christians killed. Eventually they would die after he put them in jail. God forgives. God forgives. He will forgive you. And you won't have to carry that burden no more. He'll take your burden of sin. So just say this prayer with me. Just say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe there is a wide road to destruction, and I want to get off the wide road. I want to get on the narrow way. I want to be one of the few that find it. And I come to you tonight, in Jesus' name, and Jesus, I ask that you forgive me of all my sins and wash me clean by your precious blood, that you died and you emptied yourself for me. I ask that you wash me clean now of all my sins. I believe you died on the cross, but I believe you rose again from the dead. And right now, Lord Jesus, I stand before you, Father. And Jesus, I believe everything you did for me on that cross and the resurrection. I ask you to come into my heart and be my personal Lord and my Savior. If you've said that prayer, get yourself a Bible, start to read the book of John. Just thank God right now how God is blessing you with his Spirit. And just talk to him and praise him and thank him as the Holy Spirit ministers to you. Right now you're being sealed with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in you. In time, ask the Lord to guide and lead you to a full gospel church where you can have a pastor and you can learn the word, because God has a plan for you and God wants to give you a church family that will pray for you and help you in your ministry, and you will bless them. This is the greatest moment of your life. You will never forget this moment. because you've crossed from darkness into the great light. And now you're going through the narrow way. You're going through the narrow way. You're going to make it now. And now you're going into the arms of Jesus. Right into his arms, right through the door, and now you're saved. You receive salvation. You're saved, you're being saved, and you will be saved. Just run your race, pick up your cross and follow him, be his disciple, and you'll be so blessed. You'll never want to go back to where you are. Don't ever let anything take this away from you. In Jesus' name, amen.
I say amen to that. Brother Joseph, it was a powerful message today. What would you like to title your sermon for the archive?
Yes, sir. There's no excuse.
That's a powerful title right there. Yes, sir. Brother Joseph is with us every week, and we're looking forward to having you on, my friend, again. Let's see, what is our next date? Today is Monday. So we're going to see you May 6th, Monday. We've got you actually every Monday at 9 Eastern. That's very easy to remember. Folks, you enjoy tonight. Please join us again next week. Thank you to Sister Joanne for being our engineer and scheduler. And love you both very much. Thank you for coming on tonight, my friend.
I love you too, Shannon. Thank you for the opportunity.
We'll see you again real soon. God bless you, Brother Joseph.
Okay, brother.
Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord, folks. That was Pastor Joseph Ferrara. Are you enjoying these broadcasts? Hey, I've got all these programs set up for you in the archive. You can stream them or you can download them right to your computer. You know, I said before I thought it took about 2 terabytes. I did the math wrong. It's not that much. It's about, let's just say, 1.25 terabytes. So you can very easily collect all these programs, and it's even possible with some of the USB drives that they're making now that you can put them all in one even USB stick, and that's in high quality mode. That shows you how far we've come, you know, from used to be 8 gigabytes up to 1 terabyte storage. So those will be available in hopefully the near future online, the whole archive. Right now, though, I've got about the last 1,000 shows that we've done. Since, let's say, last summer, they're all up there. And we're adding to it every day with new shows. And each week, I'm putting restored, remastered broadcasts from the past up there. So help yourself to them. All you got to do is go to OmegaManRadio.com. From there, you'll find the links to get over to the archives. Or you can go directly to OmegaMan.Podbean.com. If you're looking for a particular guest, once you get over to Podbean, omegaman.podbean.com, just type in the name in the search box and it will pull up a list. They won't be in chronological order, but you'll get just basically a rough list of all shows by that guest. It's kind of a rough sort. Eventually, we're going to have a catalog, which will have a directory of all the shows that we've done and even by guest name, hopefully. Okay, well, we've got about 85 shows to go, roughly, and we're going to hit 11,000 episodes, which is our next milestone. And I praise the Lord Jesus Christ that he's allowed us to get that far, and I want to thank each one of you who have partnered with us over the years. You have great fruit. Your help has enabled us to get to this next milestone. If you'd like to come on board and help in any way, OmegaManRadio.com is where you can go and check out some ways to give. Thank you again. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to save this program, and I'm going to come back and do an edition of a program we call Speak My Word. If you'd like to hang around, we'll be right back.